Hey, Scissor Siblings, check out my newest art project, Puer Eternos by Kwong U at stevieweebybandcamp.com.
And come see me on tour this weekend in San Antonio, Texas, then Louisville, Kentucky, then Minneapolis, Minnesota, then we're doing a Scissor Bros Live in St. Petersburg, Florida, then Springville, Utah, I'll be out there headlining, then I'll be in Tacoma, Washington, and then I'll be in Huntington Beach, California, and more. Get tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com, even Oxnard, California. Now let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros.
Check out this fire merch. Come get it.
That's a loud one.
Scissor Brothers!
Are we filming?
It's Christmas time, my friends. It's Christmas time, my friends. I wish it would have been smoother, 'cause when I went to go pee, I saw a goober. Please flush the toilet.
What are you doing,
What's
man?
What's up with that goober?
What the heck, dude?
It really ruined my day when I saw a little goober in the bottom of the toilet.
Is that mine?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You took a picture after I went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
So what? So one little guy climbed his way back
two,
up?
One kind of like burrowed deeper in, and then this one came
Steve,
out.
Steve, this is not how I want to start the Christmas
I'm
episode.
Sorry. Wait, play the...
Okay.
It's a Christmas episode. I'll forget about your goober. It's Christmas, my friends, to all of the Scissor Siblings.
We don't want you to be a Grinch this time of year.
No, we don't.
Do something nice for a friend. Hug your loved ones near.
'Cause it's Christmas time, my friends. It's Christmas time, my friends. It's a time of celebration and to rejoice with your friends and family.
Christmas time is here. Grab your loved ones near. And if you don't have a loved one, call someone, because you are loved, and your Scissor Brothers are here to hug.
It's a white Christmas
and wrap around scissors around your body all night long.
It's a white Christmas special. We got each other some grand gifts. You know it's gonna be more grand when it turns into the 25th. That's when Santa Claus will come down the chimney and bear all the gifts for the children. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time is here.
Wow.
All right.
What a way to kick off the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Welcome. It's my pal Stevie Weeby over there in the corner.
Yeah, it's my pal Jeremiah, and it's my pal Ryan. It's our Christmas, white Christmas special. We got each other gifts.
Yeah.
And
Ryan,
I got your...
Ryan's wearing a Freddy Krueger Santa hat.
Yep.
I'm wearing a Christmas Story Oh Fudge Santa hat.
And I'm wearing an elf hat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Why the elf? Why'd you get me the elf one, Rye?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah.
I think of the three of us, you're probably the most elf-like.
I think you would agree with that too.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to do a Stevie repeater, but did I tell you about that one? The gang member, the Crip that lived at the dormitories at ASU when he was on LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And he's like, "You look like a Crip, girl."
No,
like an elf. You know, you look like an elf, cuz.
Yeah.
You look like an elf. Yeah. Shout out to Crip Mac. He's in jail. He caught a federal case, but you'll be out soon, my friend.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Merry Christmas, Crip Mac.
Merry Christmas.
We support Crip Mac. Hey, man. Keep your head up, brother.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to...
Crip Mac.
Shout out to our viewers who are in prison right now.
No, you have to specifically say a shout out to Crip Mac.
Okay, shout out to Crip Mac. Shout out to Coriano Loco. Shout out to Shanks. Shout out to all our friends who are in prison right now. Or jail, or juvie. We don't judge.
We know you didn't do it.
Scissor Bros, we know you didn't do it.
We're looking forward to these gifts, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So how are we going to... I wanted to ease into it, but...
Well, if we want to ease into it, we got to give Jeremiah his birthday present.
Oh, yeah. So your birthday... What, did you... You want to open up Ryan's first?
You guys got me separate ones? One for birthday and one for Christmas?
Yeah.
Sometimes... So sometimes because my birthday's so close to Christmas, people lump them together. But you guys didn't do that.
Mine's... I wrapped yours in that blue bag.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
But don't look at the other ones.
Your boy is excited. Yeah.
And then open Ryan's. The whole box.
Wow. You got me a box of protein bars for my birthday?
Bear Bells.
Wow.
The kind that you like. The Bear Bells ones, so you can snack on the road.
Wow. Thank you.
Why are you shaming my kid?
I'm not. This is a great birthday.
You know what you got me for my birthday? Vaseline and gloves, asshole.
And what else?
A Matchbox car.
And what else?
I don't know. Stuff from Target.
A $40 In-N-Out card. A $48 In-N-Out card.
We're starting off on a bad note. You don't like that?
I like protein bars, but... Frugal Brothers, strike again.
But those are the good ones from the Bear Bell. Those are hard to find. Those are the Bear Bell ones.
They're available at every Trader Joe's.
Yeah, but that means you had to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I'm not slamming.
I think that's the bigger gift that Steve
But you went right to saying that I got you only Vaseline for your birthday, and I got you a lot of good stuff.
I know, but you're shaming me, and it made me feel bad because you already made a joke about it right away.
I'm sorry. That's the comic in me.
I know, Steve, but I knew you were going to do that, but it's okay. All right, let me open up Ryan's that he got for me.
No, he gets both of his
okay,
birthday.
You open up Ryan's.
Ones.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's going to put me to shame.
No, here's the thing. When you're going to laugh once you open your Christmas.
I know, because I already see fucking this. So let's compare this compared to that.
Oh,
you got me.
You don't
this.
Even know what's coming.
This
in
is
your
what
Christmas
you got
gift.
Me, dude.
That's one of
this
the many.
This is what you
that's
got
one of
me,
the
dude.
Many things
you
I got you.
Me this. Okay, let's compare this to that.
Wait till you see what I got you. You're gonna be.
This is what I see. This is the main thing.
You're
I
gonna
see,
be swallowing.
And you're
gonna be.
You're shaming me for getting
I'm
you
not,
some
though.
Fucking.
You're gonna be
quality
when
beer
you open
bells, and you got me
no.
this.
When you open
Thank
your gift,
you.
You're gonna be swallowing your words more than you're swallowing
oh,
your teeth.
I doubt it.
It's gonna
Thank
happen.
Thank you for the T-Rex. I love it.
Preemptive gift opening. Okay, this red one, Ryan.
No, the cardboard.
The cardboard.
Wow, it's already starting off negative.
It's not negative.
Oh my God.
I said thank you for the protein
no,
bars.
It's just the sleight of hand, the
sleight of hand. Am
just,
I a magician?
Just being the sarcasm and the joking part about it.
Okay.
I went out, man, and I'm like, oh, I think he'll really like
it. What do you mean
crazy.
You
it's
went
a whole
out?
Box.
What do you mean you went out?
I went out. I mean,
you
I don't
walked?
Have a car.
You walked somewhere?
I Ubered to
okay.
a couple places.
Okay,
went
thank
to the World
you.
Market, went to a couple places.
That's huge in my book. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Steve.
It's fine.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother, for this. Thank you.
Oh.
So that's a first pressing
of
Muses, Black Holes, and Revelations.
Yo, this is a dope gift. Black Holes and Revelations.
Okay. Ryan, did you want to open one of your bags? Or how are we going to
do
this
first,
now?
You can
go
first, Steve.
Oh, so this is your gift to me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. So you got me one. Oh wow. This is actually really cool. Zen.
Starting you on your
goodness.
On your track.
That's very thoughtful.
This is very thoughtful.
Oh dude, that's
wow.
That's super nice, dude. That's a
Thank
lot
you.
Too.
I'm gonna put one in right now. Thank you. This
dude,
really means a
that's
lot.
That's a good gift, Ryan.
This is a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay, can you grab that yellow bag? Because those are the ones I got for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I want you to individually... I'm going to put one of these in. Thank you, Ryan.
Guys, if you're watching at home, why not open some gifts with us right now?
Just open a gift.
Just have this on in the background on your YouTube, on your TV, and open gifts with us right now. Or give a gift to a friend and open it with them.
So one at a time, I guess, don't look.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Please don't shame the rest of my gifts.
I'm not. Okay. Steve, I fully take it back.
Okay.
Because
that doesn't make me feel good. Because I actually went to the World Market. And
there's so much stuff.
I got him a lot of stuff.
Well, good.
Holy shit.
He deserves it.
I got him a lot of stuff.
Game Changer deserves it.
Yeah, you deserve. One at a time. Don't look.
right, one at
a time.
First up, we've got Panettone Classic.
Only the best.
What is that? Best. What is Panettone?
It's seasonal. It's some kind of a cake,
it's,
like Christmas
it looks like a
muffin thing.
Panettoncino.
Okay.
It looks like a small bread. Oh, it's like...
I know
you have like five jokes lined up.
Dude,
save it for the stage.
Yeah,
just keep it on the stage. Keep it on your stage.
Wow,
keep it on the stage.
You've never said that to
keep
me before.
Keep it on the stage.
That's like a parent.
Keep it on the stage.
Pumpkin cheesecake cookies candle.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
keep it on the stage.
Could use a
keep
candle.
It on the stage. Keep it on the stage. I know you're dying to say a joke.
All right.
Keep it triple milled soap. Lemon verbena. Wow.
See, I want to keep my homies fresh, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. Japanese style brown sugar mochi.
Come on,
dude. That's a good gift right there.
Because he went to Japan. I know you like that stuff.
That's a good gift.
I do like that stuff.
Yeah.
I do.
Now, question for you. Are my gifts going to be duplicates of the ones that you got, Ryan?
They're kind of similar.
Okay.
Dude, that's seasonal, man.
Ghirardelli
peppermint bark, dude.
I do like Ghirardelli.
$14.99. Wow. From the World Market.
You're not supposed to tell people how much things
cost,
bro.
I'm sorry.
This is a can of...
This is going to last...
Dude, break that open, dude.
Vietnamese
break it open.
Coffee.
I had a Red Bull on the way here.
Okay.
That's Vietnamese coffee, dude.
I do like these.
Okay, those are Vietnamese. That's Vietnamese
coffee.
Yeah, I love
Vietnamese coffee.
Dude.
Ferrero Rocher.
Come on, dude.
And the Christmas
That's
tree
seasonal.
Size.
That's seasonal. Mm-hmm.
It is seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like these. Soft,
you know, yeah,
juicy
just mango. Yeah,
they're dried mango.
Yeah.
I do love those. Thank you very much, Steve.
Yeah.
I will be eating all of this stuff.
You're welcome.
Those are useful gifts.
Yeah, I knew that he would.
Well, he asked me what to get him. I said, give me something I can use.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Heck
yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Do you want... So who's next?
I guess it'd be Jeremiah. He hasn't opened a Christmas gift yet, right?
Right.
Oh,
beef,
man, there's
jerky
nothing,
from
Cuzzo. There's some good stuff in
that's
there.
That's some freshies right
yeah.
there, dude.
Oh, man.
Some
the
freshies.
The jealousy is boiling up, man.
It's coming in.
The jealousy is
coming in
up,
hot.
Brother.
It's coming in hot.
Holy moly. It's Christmas time, brother.
I'm about to cry.
What is it?
Let them out, baby.
Oh, damn. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He got me the bus from when I was a kid.
Oh, my God. You got to give that to one of your sons.
Oh, this is for me.
Nah, dude. That's for Wilder, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
That ain't for you, dude. That's
dude.
For your kid.
Oh, my goodness. It's the turtle van. Dude. Cuzzo, thank you so much.
You owe my back rub for that.
This is such an awesome, thoughtful gift. Oh, my goodness.
He broke your back.
That's amazing. Dude, I don't even know where you got this. This is mint. Dude, thank you so much, man. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, back to you. There's too much attention on me right now.
Okay, let's see. This is your bag
to
me.
Dude, thank
this
you so much, Cuzzo.
I'm
going to
close
so
my
dope.
Eyes. I'm going to just reach in here. Okay, is it my turn? This is yours? It's the same thing I got him, but one.
Yes! Yes! What did I tell you, brother? I know that you like them, so I got you one. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw shade. I was just kind of like, oh, well, I got Steve one of these. What are the odds of that?
Dude, that's crazy.
That's scissor synchronicity
that's
right there.
That's crazy. You got me the same thing. Bear Bells. Dude, let me just, can I give a commercial for Bear Bells?
Sure.
If you are looking for a protein bar and you want flavor, these are the ones to get. These, I'm not even into protein bars, but this, I crave these things. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bear Bells. You're making a good product, okay? Get yours today.
Now.
Well, hey, man, I'm just warming up.
Warming up. There's some goodies in there.
All right, man. We got some chicken flavor. Top ramen, man.
Yeah, man.
Because, you know, I'll put an egg in this and I'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Because you know I need some food.
Mm-hmm.
Exposed butt cheek spreader. Thanks, man.
You remember that?
I've been thinking about these, man. Yeah.
Good,
These things really hit the spot.
That's for you.
This holiday season.
Dude. It opens up the butt.
Yeah, thanks, man. Woo! Okay, yeah. some butt cheek spreaders.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're killing it right now.
There's some good stuff in there.
Oh, man, moccasins.
Yeah. They're your size, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I figured you didn't have any house shoes.
You know what's crazy? Because I know you got these at Target, because Target sells Goodfellow. I was going to get you these, too.
No, you weren't.
I saw these, man. I'm like,
But you don't have any
you.
Good.
I don't have.
You don't have any good slippers.
Yeah.
You have sandals, but you don't have
thank
slippers.
Thank you. So hell yeah, boom!
Oh, like
what
a glove,
you know,
baby.
About it,
come
brother?
On, man.
Yes.
What are we doing out here? Spread
next
some love.
One. Trolley sour. I like candy.
I know you do.
Thank you, dude.
I know you do.
I just got the new Warzone. I'm going to be eating these while I'm playing the new Warzone.
You got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is one free trip to the dentist. Parodontax toothpaste.
It's a 3-pack, and I know you're going to use every single one of those.
So this is like the good toothpaste. That's
quality.
Because I use Crest.
This is like dentist
this is
recommended.
This is for sensitive.
It's for
gums.
Sensitive teeth and gums.
Thank you, dude.
Yes.
That's really thoughtful. And I'll be using these today.
And
I'll be
don't brush over the free trip to the dentist.
Free trip to the dentist.
So here's what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I put in a call to my dentist. All right.
And what'd he say? Because this is making me anxious.
I know. It's the Christmas episode. I'm gonna make this quick. We're gonna take you into the dentist. They won't do any kind of cleaning or anything on your first trip in. They're going to inspect your mouth. You're just going to sit in the chair, and they're just going to look. And if you're open to it, they'll do x-rays on your teeth to see if they can take a look to see what's going on underneath. But that is it, and it'll be free on your scissor, brother.
Thank you for that, brother. That's love. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's nice. They're not going to root canal or nothing crazy.
No, they'll probably recommend it eventually. Okay. But on the first one, there won't be any work done on your teeth. It's just like inspecting. It's like taking your car to the mechanic to see what's wrong with it.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
You're going to do it with me?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yes!
Yes.
Okay. It's a Christmas miracle, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh! You know I love Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's vintage style, baby.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, man. I had to get an indie shirt for my little short
brother,
round. Come on, brother.
Hell
Let's freaking go.
Hell yeah. Alien Extreme Hot Beef Jerky. Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Little story about that jerky. That's
we
not,
saw it at a gas station
We saw it on the way to Vegas. So
yeah.
Last night, for Stand Up on the Spot, some scissor siblings met up with me after the show, after like people were exiting, and they're like, hey, we have some gifts for you and Stevie. It's cool. We drove in from Vegas. Mm-hmm. They were super nice. It was a nice couple. Sending you guys some thanks and some scissors for the jerky. It was very nice. So mm-hmm. that's from them. That I can't take credit for that one. They drove that in from Vegas for us.
Oh, and a whoopee cushion.
Classic, baby.
You know I got to break this out. It's been a minute, dude.
Do it.
Yes.
Do it.
Explain what a whoopee cushion is.
It's a prank. You know, you put it underneath someone's butt. You blow it up, and then it makes a fart noise when you sit on it. Ryan, you can be opening some of yours, too, right now.
Wait,
because...
Hold up.
That's a loud one.
This is my favorite thing you got me.
Well, you have two gifts, don't you, Jeremiah?
Yeah, you got
Yeah, you have mine and Steve's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're next. Yeah,
so I'm next.
I'm almost done here. Some peanut M&Ms. Thank you for that. Uh-huh. I love peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
A candy cane and a $15 gift card to Starbucks.
I know you like your Starbucks, brother. I know you'll use that.
Thank you, brother. That's love. Thank you.
Yeah. Here we go.
Bad news.
I'm going to put this stuff back. Wait, what'd you say, Ryan?
What are the freaking odds of this? What are the odds?
Oh, you got two of them, man.
Oh. What are the odds of this?
Oh, my God.
This is wild.
Dude.
Thank you. Okay, so you know the first reaction that I had?
Yeah.
That's for you too, Ryan.
Oh, dude, Rye.
What are the odds of that?
Wow. You have to react like it's the first time you've gotten it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Whoa, dude.
So the thing about these two is they were reissued a few years ago.
Oh.
That's why they're still in the box.
Oh.
So the original one, to get like a good condition one, you'd be out of like a couple $100. So I got you one of these just so you could, one because it's not as expensive, obviously. So
right.
You can play with it with Wilder.
Yeah.
Until you get yourself the proper old. I mean, they looked exactly the same. They're just some of the colors a little off.
For sure.
But yeah, you can get one of your old collectibles.
It's got two of them.
So now.
That's
you got
crazy.
One for Wilder, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Heck yeah.
Yeah, man. That's
heck
crazy.
Yeah, dude. Heck yeah.
That's so crazy. Ryan, why don't you open yours from Jeremiah?
Oh, yeah. Some of them you'll have to... Some of them are duplicates, but there's a handful of things that are unique for you in there,
Ryan. Game changer.
Yeah.
Dude, just that image looks funny.
Dude, it's ridiculous. It's so funny.
Okay. Is that an elephant hand puppet?
Well, I figured that, you know, we do puppet time on the show all the time. And I figured in the next episode, maybe you could contribute to puppet time.
Okay. All right.
Ooh.
Cool?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got... What the hell?
That's Ram.
I know. You gave me Ram?
You gave him Ram.
Well, you love PCs.
Dude,
and you,
the thing, like, I can use it.
I know. I got you something that you can use.
That's awesome. I was like, what the
Ram? I got a Ram.
Ram.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, that's...
soy and sesame, Trader Joe's noodles.
We both went to Trader Joe's.
I got Trader Joe's noodles for Ryan instead of the ramen.
We both got Trader Joe's.
Squish. Oh, I got a whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Gotta have. Come on. You gotta. You can
so
never
you
go
got,
wrong.
It's like a two for one.
Yeah. You can not. That's that goes to something. In
oh,
there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
A with an A mug.
For okay. Armandeirs.
Yep. With the little gummy hamburger in here.
Uh-huh.
The mini burger. Those uh-huh. are good. And a DoorDash gift card.
Yes.
Which I do. DoorDash all
you
do, the
dude,
time.
Dude, I know.
Time.
I know you
what
DoorDash
are you get
all
with
the
that?
Time.
What meal are you going to get
see,
with that?
I listen.
That shit, yeah. I spent a lot on DoorDash. Kisses, I like those.
Yeah.
A keychain pizza. I can't tell you how much pizza I eat, but it's a lot.
Am I killing it or am I killing it?
It's too much pizza. Turtle Pie Company, artisan, can of cigars, 1 gram. Oh, cannabis cigar. Okay. Did somebody give you this at a show?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I had to throw in one Frugal Brothers thing.
Well, I was like, Jeremiah did not go to dispensary.
No. I got given that at a show.
All right, dude. An Elgato Stream Deck.
Oh.
Boom. Bam.
I'm starting my stream back up soon. That's awesome.
We've been talking about Ryan going back on Twitch, and that's like a perfect controller deck.
Helps you stream?
Transitions and all that kind of stuff.
My setup's like really complicated, so it helps a lot, actually. A whole bunch of Halloween candy? Is it Halloween candy?
No, it's Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even better. I do like those chocolates as well. Nerds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much candy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
More peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
Did you buy like a whole bundle of M&Ms? Peanut M&Ms?
Let's say Santa's stockings had to be prepared this year.
Okay.
So had to buy some stuff in bulk.
Okay.
Also a candy cane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume this is a touchpad mouse?
Yep.
Nice.
That actually is helpful too. Awesome, dude. Thanks a lot, man.
Wanted to do a little extra for Ryan because a lot of times we get sent stuff Ryan's the man behind the curtain. He's the man behind the scenes. So
For sure.
Thank you. We love you, dude.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right. Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Bucky chocolate. Thank you. A little house. A little house full of chocolates.
It's for, because you need to get energy on the road, like trail mix.
The whitest gift possible, trail mix.
Because
you white guys like hiking and stuff, right? You know, grab a little cashews. Yeah. I love these. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, one. You like?
What are they? Vanilla wafers?
They're vanilla shortbread.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're just chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Trader Joe's mini chocolate chip cookies.
That was good.
And our final gift, a shampoo bar.
Man, that's a bar. It's a bar of shampoo.
I don't know if I've ever seen one of those before.
I'm sorry, I should have got you. Man, if I got you a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, then you would have been happy.
I'm happy with all this. Dude, there's literally starving people all over the world, and I have snacks galore, 2 turtle hands.
Okay.
I'm very grateful. Protein bars is going to last me for 3 years.
See?
Yeah.
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 Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Do we have some Frugal Brother emails that we could get into?
We do.
We have quite a bit.
Can we do some Christmas scissors?
Yeah. Form an M.
An M? For Mary?
For Merry Christmas. One.
One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 25 for Christmas, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Oh, can I send you a video that I took of my mom?
Yeah.
Do you like In-N-Out?
I love it.
She's eating In-N-Out.
You know who else likes In-N-Out?
Who?
Your boyfriend, Stevie Weeby.
Hey, Stevie. Don't. I don't seem to look pretty.
What happened to your burger and your fries?
They're so juicy. And it's me, onions up. Ugh. It fell apart. Hey, stop it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
She wanted to tell you hi, brother.
Okay. That's your clip of your mom eating the cheeseburger.
It's destroyed. You got to see this burger.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This burger is, look at what she did to it.
What is she doing to it?
She was just eating it slowly, but it was just like destroyed.
Okay. Shout out to Miss Watkins.
You okay? You about to take a nap?
No, I'm not gonna
take a nap. You yawned right into the mic.
No, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I'm here. So maybe we get to know some Frugal Brother tips, huh?
We can do that. So there's actually a correction to be made from last week, or the week before, I don't remember, about Costco. Some people are talking in the comments that their Costco actually does enforce you to use a card to buy at the food court.
Mm-mm.
Some of them don't, so your market may vary.
Okay.
All right, so this one comes from Dylan. It's pretty traditional. If the hot sauces are out at Taco Bell, load up.
Ooh, that's kind of a middle-of-the-road one again. It's like a three, yeah?
Well, I assume he's buying.
So like a two?
Yeah, I think that's like a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a two.
Taking advantage.
Now, question for you guys. When you go over to someone's house and you see the loose ketchup packets or Taco Bell packets or something like that that are in the fridge or in that side door, do you lose any respect for that person? Or are you like, oh, they're just looking out. They're just trying to be.
I mean, what are you going to do? Throw them away? You know? They send you. They give you a bunch when you like.
I have one since you guys brought up Taco Bell. So I ordered Taco Bell the other night, and on the DoorDash app, because the last few times they forgot the sauces, so you could message them. So what I wrote to the driver, I said, "Don't forget the sauce packets," and he brought them. So I'm like, "Oh, it worked," because usually they forget. So definitely do that if you're on DoorDash. Send them a message and say, don't forget, or else I'll just not bring them.
You're doing okay, dude.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
What are you thinking about? Something shifted.
No, it didn't shift. No, I'm fine. No.
It's that high nicotine.
Yeah, the nicotine.
That's what it is. Something hit you, dude. I swear. Yeah, yeah. Your energy was one way, and now you're like freaking.
It was pretty strong.
Okay, let's talk about it. Well,
I'm not used to that high dose.
Dude, you do just straight like tobacco.
I know, but this is. I'm used to like the three, You got me the six.
Oh my God.
So
goodness.
It's doubled the.
I thought
double.
You were about it. That's why I got him.
Oh, no, I usually don't do the. The sick.
Oh, so you're buzzing right now, brother. I was wondering. I was like, something happened, and I couldn't tell. Like, I was like, did I say something?
Yeah,
in the
no,
last
my body's
five minutes?
Just. I was just adapting to the. I'm sorry. I'm adapting to the Zen, the 6 milligram.
Should I eat one of my shortbreads to match
here? Eat one of your shortbread cookies. Yeah.
All right. So we got one from Hadley. When in Walmart, spray Axe on one sleeve and hold it up to your nose after, like you're testing it. Then grab another and spray the other sleeve. And different ones for each pant leg. And in Macy's, Ulta, Sephora, grab your favorite cologne, do the same thing. And then put those clothes in the closet.
Dude, that's hilarious. So basically, it's a free air freshener for your closet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He said spray half the bottle on your shirt. Okay. Of cologne.
That's a little gross.
Yeah.
That's a little gross, to be honest. That's like a two, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. Is it a two? It's kind of like going into place and taking the napkin.
Or
a
three.
Yeah, it's in there. Probably.
Yeah, it's like sleeping at the IKEA beds on the beds, you know, like where you just go there. Families go there just to like use their.
They do?
They do? Yeah. You've heard of that?
Yeah, they do that in, I think in China too. They'll like go there and then they'll sleep there and then they'll use all their furniture and beds and bedding and the couches. Like they'll bring all their food and stuff and act like it's like their living room. Yeah, it's like it's pretty problematic. But yeah, we wouldn't do that.
That's the next challenge.
Yeah.
All right. This one comes from Sergio. It's pretty similar to like it's common. Use OfferUp to buy nicer things. People usually take care of nicer things, so if they're putting them up on OfferUp.
How does OfferUp work?
It's kind of like Facebook Marketplace. They just have their price, their price there, so you can get, you know, furniture and stuff like that for much cheaper.
Okay.
So it's kind of also like Craigslist, you know. All right. Joe from Michigan. When eating at a burger joint, order a milkshake with your meal, and then after your meal, empty it out, clean out the cup, and use it for soda for the road.
Dude, with all that. Oh man.
I do a hack sometimes.
What?
When I go to Whataburger, I'll order a, because this is not on the menu. Mm-hmm. So this is why I do it. I don't think it's on the menu, at least. I'll get a vanilla milkshake and mm-hmm. I'll eat half the milkshake. And then once I eat half the milkshake, I go over and fill it up with root beer. And then you got yourself a root beer float, brother.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's kind of in the similar ballpark, yeah.
It's kind of like, now that, what would you guys consider that? Because technically...
It's like a two, maybe.
Right? Yeah, because it's like I didn't buy a pop, but I bought the milkshake.
Which is more money.
Which is more, mm-hmm. but it's still, it's kind of riding that line.
Yeah.
You bought a drink.
I did buy a drink.
And you left with a drink. So it's like a maybe one and a half even.
I'll give it a two.
What does it feel? I've never had like a...
Just give him one.
A Zin? No.
You want to try one?
No. What is it? What does it feel like? You said I'm trying to adjust. What does that mean for somebody like me who I don't know the sensation? Well,
there's a burning sensation. Where? I noticed it was in my mouth.
The burning starts in your gums? Because that's where it's depositing?
It numbed my gums and then I'm like, okay, I'll just keep it in and try to trudge forward. And then I noticed that I was getting a head rush.
And what does the head rush feel like?
You get a little lightheaded.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That only happens like if you take an amount that you're not particularly used to.
And now I just have a headache.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, so this one comes from Elizabeth in Illinois. This is for Steve. You can use powdered milk for your Campbell's soup. Same thing. Lasts way longer.
Oh, I took a break off Campbell's. Yeah. I ain't doing Campbell's for a minute. Yeah.
They lost your loyalty?
Yeah, I'm doing another. Oh, I like their chili. They have the Southwest chili. And I'll buy that yeah.
Okay. This one comes from Chris.
Don't shame my gifts.
I was going to ask us to do a cookie break.
Oh, okay. You want to do a cookie break right now?
You okay with that?
Yeah.
We'll just not chew in the mics. We'll chew off of them. But I'm not shaming your gifts. I'm enjoying them.
Okay. Should I... You want to do a Top Ramen break?
No. I'll give you a cookie. Okay, I'll give you a cookie. Okay. Guys, this is a Christmas episode. There's probably cookies that you left out for Santa. All right? So go grab one of those. I think this is going to fly open if I... Yeah. You want to give a couple to Ryan? Oh, okay, great. Okay, grab a snack, grab a treat, grab a cookie for a quick cookie break. And should we do it with a wow, 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 wow?
Yeah.
Because it's more fun.
Okay.
It's a Christmas episode. Let's get silly. You ready? All right.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. This one comes from Chris in Auburn, Washington. He uses prepaid Visa and MasterCards that he gets. to sign up for Netflix and like online subscriptions, because once the trial period's over, because you can sign up with a new card for a free month of most of these streaming services.
Really?
So once the card's pretty much dead, you use that to sign up for a service, and then you get your free month, and they can't charge you again, you know?
Now, does he sign up with a new email every single time?
Yeah, I imagine so, yeah.
But he's probably...
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one.
So he only has 1 month free?
Yeah, so each time you get a card, you get a free month of any of them.
Oh. So he only has it for a certain amount of time.
As many cards as he has, yeah.
Huh.
What do you guys think of that one? 1 to 5.
I mean, the trial is free.
It is a free... You're taking advantage of the trials by being different kind of... That's a pretty good hack, though.
It is a good hack.
So what does he sign
for? I might give that a 1.5.
What is that? I'm just confused. Does he sign up for like Netflix and stuff? Yeah. Huh.
In the 30-day free. So he keeps getting 30-day free trials over and over.
Over and over.
With different cards and different emails.
Oh, man. That's a lot of effort, though, to keep tabs on. I mean, if it works, I mean, if you don't want to pay, how much is it for Netflix?
I think it's $10 a month, though.
I think it's a bit more, actually. Oh, it depends on what you, like...
What tier?
I think they have, yeah, what tier you get. Mm.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a, yeah, I'll give it a 1 or 2. That's a good, I mean...
One thing that I did over the weekend...
Yeah.
...that was, like, kind of unique was I went to upstate New York, and I shot a bunch of sketches...
Nice.
...for internet content with the sketch group called American High.
Mm-hmm.
They do, they've got this channel called American High Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And funny group of comics. They're like in their early 20s. And they have a high school that this production company bought in upstate New York that they've converted to different sets and stuff. But it's like an actual high school. So we shot sketches in like all these different classrooms, in the gym, like they've have a hospital in the upstairs part of the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a really, really fun experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who filmed it all? Did they have their own equipment?
We shot it with iPhones. It was like pretty straight. Oh, yeah. We shot it with iPhones, like internet content.
Is it like comedy content or
yeah.
Was it? Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun. Funny if I went and shot like dramatic sketches, like a series. Like
I was gonna say horror, because there's like a lot of horror movies that are taking place.
Dude, that would be cool.
In environments like
that. I want to do another horror movie, man. I really do.
Did you have fun filming that?
Oh my goodness, it's one of the best experiences I've ever had.
We mentioned something off camera that people keep suggesting to see Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, have you heard about that?
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
I've heard it's amazing.
I heard
Japanese.
Yeah, because Bob was subtitles. Like, dude. Yeah, he was like, dude, Godzilla is terrifying when you see him. I'm like, I didn't even know this thing was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw when I was in Syracuse, after we wrapped shooting, I went with some of the cast and saw the Napoleon Bonaparte movie.
Oh, how was that?
I wasn't a fan.
Why not?
I think I'm done with war movies. Does that make sense?
Really?
I've seen so many at this point.
All war movies or like historical?
I think I'm done with the genre, bro. Okay.
You're done with it.
I think I'm done. I think I've seen... I've just... There's not been something that's like blown me away with a war movie.
What was the last good war movie you've seen? Do you remember?
Oh, man. Probably like a Behind the Enemy Lines or like a Black Hawk Down.
Behind Enemy Lines? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the one with Jude Law?
I think so. One of them, right?
Where he's the sniper?
No, that's Enemy at the Gates.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
The Patriot's one of my favorite war movies ever. Love that movie.
In recent history, it'd be All Quiet would be the big one.
I even saw that movie, what was it? The year that it's titled A Year. It's like
1917. I think that movie won an Academy Award.
Yeah, and it was all one shot.
Yeah, maybe
it wasn't actually one shot.
Maybe it's just not my. Maybe it's just not my thing. I saw that in theaters too.
I thought it was a lot of it was one shot. Where the following
it was shot to look like
a one shot. It was shot to look like a one shot. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but I think that there's not enough that I like about it for me to want to watch more of them.
Mm-hmm. You like, should try All Quiet on the Western Front that came out recently.
Maybe.
It's kind of brutal. Like, it's like it's an anti-war movie.
You know what it is? I think it might be they're too long for me. And
they are long.
They're not...
The payoff's not grand enough.
Yeah, it's like, since it's history,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, that happened. It's like a finite thing, but there's not like stuff to leave to the imagination, I guess. And I think that it's not enough for me. And
do you remember Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Saving Private Ryan's
a good one.
That's a real good
one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of the best war movies of all time.
Yeah, okay. So there's good war movies, but...
I mean, the old school, like Platoon, Hamburger Hill, like all those Vietnam... Deer Hunter.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah.
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 But, yeah, it's done.
I don't know. But one thing, I mean, shifting gears, that I saw recently that I really, really enjoyed, surprisingly, because I'm not a reality TV guy at all.
Oh.
But I watched this. I freaking binged it with my wife. I saw the Squid Game reality show.
You did?
Dude, yeah.
Why?
Did you enjoy Squid Game?
Yeah.
Then you would love this show.
I saw something too that I finally bought for $29.99.
What'd you get?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
You saw it?
I bought it.
You bought it for $30 or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoyed it. I had to like take breaks because it was so long.
It's so long.
Yeah.
Dude, the Squid Game, if you like the Squid Game series, what's fun about it is you really and I'm not like a big reality competition person at all. I usually don't like that stuff. I'm not into those Survivor type shows or dating shows or whatever. But this one, because the series was so good, when you saw the people competing and like they're doing their straight to camera thing, you're like, oh, I wouldn't have said that, or I wouldn't have done that, or I wouldn't have done this in this game or whatever. And there were different games than there was in the series enough. But then there were similar ones as well where it was really freaking entertaining.
Oh, cool, cool. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at the end, there's a Squid Game casting link to apply for the next season.
So it's a real thing you can apply for.
So me and you, brother, I'm going to sign us up, man.
Please don't.
Dude, how epic would it be?
Please
Scissor Bros
don't.
On Squid Game?
Dude.
Bro, come on.
Oh, man.
Let me sign us up. People would love that,
dude. No. Hey, me and you, I'm going to the dentist, man.
Gonbu. Come on.
No, Gonbu,
come on. Gonbu's forever.
No. Oh, my God.
Come on, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, I've been watching it. Gonbu Gang, baby.
Oh, my God. So who you been watching this with?
Watching with Maya.
Just you two?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Okay.
Dude, what if I signed us up and then it came down? Okay, hypothetical, you're going to like this. It comes down to us and just us in the final two, head-to-head match.
You'd beat me, dude.
Well,
you always
win. Listen, though. When it comes, it was $4.56 million.
Yeah.
If you won...
I'd give you half.
You would?
Yeah.
So we would agree.
For sure.
Going into
100%.
It. 100%. But what if...
I would be like, boom, here's... Yeah.
But what if I won and I look back and I go, I'm keeping it all. What would you do?
You would do some shit like that, wouldn't you? You son of a gun.
This is a hypothetical.
No, it's more than a hypothetical.
No, it's
you
not.
Thought of this.
You
would
I thought
do
of it for the
me,
hypothetical.
You would.
No, I'm asking for
but
your
you know
reaction.
What? It would be justified because I'm like, oh, he's got a family. And he's-
you would let it slide that fast?
No, I would just be, no, I would understand. I'd be like, yeah, he's got kids. He's got, you know, and then he there's some things. Yeah, I understand.
But 2 million, not even going your way, that'd be pretty cold.
It would hurt.
Wouldn't one of you guys be dead?
Huh?
Yeah, I would be dead, wouldn't I?
No. In the reality series, they don't die.
Oh, that sucks.
You think they could get away, Ryan, with executing people on Netflix and people just tuning in and it being fine?
Maybe.
Would you keep the money?
No, I would give you the money.
No, I'm just saying you would keep the $4 million?
What do you mean?
I mean, you said if it was 4 point something
million. 4.56 yeah. million, yeah.
Why is it that amount, that specific amount?
Because there's 456 players and they each had 10 grand to their head.
That's crazy.
And then when they died, dude... Dude, they have a thing around their necks that explodes like a paint gun thing that goes, and it's like loud and it's pretty cool.
Oh, so it's and then it's some traumatic.
Of them, some of them like play into it and they're like, and they fall down and die. Yeah, but then the other people are like, man, they're like pissed.
Oh, that they got eliminated?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot at stake here.
Dude, yeah.
Do people get like really competitive? Like,
dude, where... there was some mind games, brother, that you would have been like, ooh, that's dirty.
Like, give me an example.
There's just some like some people that agreed. They're like, okay, we're all doing that. We're all agreeing to do this one thing if any of us get picked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's like, yeah, yeah, of course, of course. And then a person gets picked and they go, yeah, I'm not doing that. What everybody just agreed on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was infuriating.
Are you allowed to do that?
You can. It's
so
a,
you can
it's,
do anything. You can
it's
do
low
anything.
Ball. It's super low ball to do it. But there, one of my favorite characters got out because he went the more virtuous route and it mm-hmm. bit him in the butt.
Can you like form alliances?
Where, oh, that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it.
Where it's kind of like it's me and you. Yeah. And then when it gets to the end. Then
yeah.
We'll...
You and I might have to act like we didn't know each other starting out. And then we're like, let's go, Steve.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So what are some of the challenges?
One of them, this is a spoiler, I guess, what some of the games are. One of them is Battleship, and that one was brutal. It was a giant battleship board where they sat in the boats, and if you were a boat that got sunk, then you're eliminated immediately.
Oh,
not
that's cool.
Dude, it was brutal.
Was
so
it
like,
just one person per boat?
No. There was a two-person boat. There was a three-person boat,
oh,
a
four-person,
and a five-person, just like in Battleship.
Gotcha.
But like if your boat sunk, immediate elimination, even if your team won.
Really?
There's a lot of chance. There's a lot of chance.
Where did they film this?
In some studio lot. I don't know. It was a big warehouse.
Is it like American Gladiator or something? Where they do like gnarly stuff where they're like hanging and they have to like swing.
No,
from...
it was more like there wasn't that many physical challenges because they wanted it to remain open to whoever. They didn't want to be ageist, I don't think, in it because
there
were some
old
people.
Is there like
people.
Puzzle rooms or like puzzles where you have to like solve something?
I think there was some kind of puzzle type stuff. But yeah, I don't know. There's just like different, some of them were the same and then One of the final games was called Circle of Trust.
Yeah,
that one was stressful.
What is that about?
So this is this okay, Ryan? That I'm kind of like giving away.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably.
I'll
not.
Just say Circle of Trust. It's a very stressful game, but
it's a social game.
It's a social experiment game.
Okay.
That's what's like fascinating about it.
How many Koreans are a part of it?
You know what? Not enough.
But it's a Korean
Not
show.
Enough, brother. Let's just say...
Shame on you, Netflix.
Hey, guess what? They whitewashed your show, brother.
Shame on you.
Do you hear that? Netflix, my brother shamed you. I'm still available for comedy specials and stuff.
Oh, of course you would say some shit like that. Right?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. No, we love you, Netflix.
I might be performing at the Netflix Festival in May. We'll see.
Nice, nice.
We'll see. Okay. I did last year. We'll see.
So someone else, I think, got a gift, right?
There's more stuff down here from the P.O. box.
What do you mean?
There's
oh,
more.
You want to do that?
Are those Christmas gifts or something?
But they have your
know.
Name on it.
I don't know. Well,
those are yours.
I tell people, though, here, this one. I tell people to address it Jeremiah Watkins/SB, so we can open them. Okay, so who's that from?
From Zicola.
Zicola.
Jeremiah. I love what you do. Your comedy is top shelf. Thanks for the memories. Funny is funny is funny is funny. Here's a book for your funny shelf. I hope it makes you laugh. The Green Bananas. Jamie Zicola, The Green Bananas.
Oh, wait. Did they write it?
I think, yeah, Jay-Z. Yeah, Jamie
Zicola.
They wrote a book?
Yeah.
Put consent it to you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah, thank you. I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one is from M. Stango up in Whippany, New Jersey. Let's see here.
What is that, a script or what's going on?
I don't know what's happening.
Is there a letter or...
Oh, they're different little.
Yeah, man, show them comic, art, bro.
They're like comic type. They're little illustration books. Time to grow up. And then it's different like art inside. Okay, cool. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
There's no name or a letter.
Wait a second. There's a protein bar.
You asshole. What a dick.
I'm just kidding, dude. I love it.
Oh my God.
Thank you. M. Stongo.
Okay. Is there another one?
There's one last one.
Okay.
And this just says to Jerry. Oh, this is for Shanks. Somebody sent something for Shanks.
Okay.
Yo, what? This is wild. Stop using aluminum foil, Shanks. And frankly, Jeremiah deserves better, from Dick Tate. Yo, this is nice.
You got some grill. Put it on.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's for Shanks.
That's for Shanks,
put
baby.
Put that on, baby.
He'll get pissed if I put it on, dude. Yeah.
You gonna give it to him?
I'm going to give it to him for Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude. All right. 18 karat gold plated top bar grill. Cool. Heck yeah.
So, I think it's challenge time.
Okay.
Is it?
It is challenge time.
What do we have prepared for this merriest of days?
So, for this merry day, we've got some candy canes. And we're going to decide or figure out who's been naughty or nice. Who's been a good boy or who's been a bad boy. And good boys swallow. See, you guys are going to be doing...
What the frick? So, good boys swallow? Yeah. This is the pitch on the challenge?
Yep, good boys swallow.
That's the name of the challenge, good boys swallow?
Good boys swallow. See, because whoever gives the best... cane job to one of these candy canes wins the challenge. Normally, I'd be the one to judge which one of you guys gives the best cane job, but I will be FaceTiming in Jordan, our editor, to judge for this.
Oh, okay.
Now, the loser, because they've been bad, has to suck on a piece of coal.
Is that safe?
We'll find out. It's Kingsford Competition Coal. Burns clean. Burns clean.
That doesn't answer my question. Is that harmful to you?
Like, if you're a good boy, you swallow.
Hmm.
So what is a cane job? Is it what I think it is?
It's exactly what you think it is.
What?
So,
is it a hand job?
So we're talking about the best technique?
Yep.
Of a, yep. cane, a candy
yep,
cane?
On a candy cane.
Okay.
And Jordan's going to judge, huh?
And Jordan's going to judge.
Okay.
I'm going to lose this already. I don't know, Steve. Of the three of us, which one of us is the most bi?
Oh, well, that's up for discussion.
I don't think it is. Let's get into it.
You want Rochambeau to see who goes first?
Yeah, once.
Just one time?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Frick. Jeremiah, all right, so you will have 1 minute to go, Jeremiah. You are first. We have Jordan on the line.
I'm keeping track?
Yes.
Unless you want to on your phone, Steve. I can do it from here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get into it, dude.
Wanna...
3, 2, 1, go.
So you're making a mockery of it. Why are you doing? Oh my. See, you're not doing it seriously. You have to really act like you're sucking it. Oh my god. Are those the nuts? You sick fuck. How long does he have to go?
Time.
Time.
Okay.
All right, that was Jeremiah's turn.
Okay, what up, Jordan? Okay.
Are you ready? And yeah. Go.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, my goodness.
What the... Stop looking at me while you do it, dude. I knew you'd find the back door somehow on that candy cane. Dude, you're looking at look me at way me. Too much while you're doing
look
this.
At me, look at me. Okay.
Okay.
Look at me. Four, look at my eyes.
Three, two, one. Okay.
Woo! You got that.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan, you've seen both of them do their best cane job technique. Who do you got as the winner here?
All right. So Jeremiah went kind of hard on it. Bit fast, but very, very thorough. Like kind of like Jeremiah wanted to get the job done like really quick. Steve was a bit slower and more sensual with it.
Right.
You know, I like the eye contact.
Oh.
a little afraid of it at some point. I have to give this one to Jeremiah.
Oh, yes. Damn.
Yeah.
Why? Because he really went in on it?
Dude, I spit on it.
Yeah, he did spit on it.
He spit
on
it.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, good job.
So Steve has to put coal in his mouth now?
Yep.
Steve Jordan, does. You want to stay on to watch this?
Yeah. All right. See the punishment.
All right, here we go.
You got 1 minute on this too, Steve.
Well, I just put it in my mouth.
Yeah, okay. Suck on it.
All for a minute?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Get it in there, Steve. Ooh.
Oh, put the whole... Oh! What does it taste like?
Whoa.
Not good. Does it taste worse or better than tobacco?
Way worse.
Way worse?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say it tastes like?
Bad?
Mm. Do you think your teeth are going to be whiter or darker after you take that out? You know the coal toothpaste?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's charcoal toothpaste. Oh, he's really doing his thing on it.
Don't bite it.
Oh, definitely don't bite it.
Anybody that can't bite it is you, dude.
Dude, all of his teeth shatter on the charcoal.
Oh, he's sucking on that coal real good.
Oh, God. Oh, you're done. Just in a minute. Merry Christmas, Jordan.
Merry Christmas, John.
Thanks, dude.
Love you, dude.
Love you, dude.
Wow. Well, Steve, what is it? What does it taste like?
Not good. Dirt.
It just tastes like dirt?
Yeah.
Mm.
Did my teeth black?
A little bit. Yeah. We'll get you some water.
It tastes like dirt?
He said it tastes like dirt.
It's like carbon. It's like entirely carbon. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks so much. We hope we sent you some good energy on this Christmas weekend. And thank you for the birthday love, the Christmas love. And check out Steve's new album, Puer Turnus. You can get that at stevieweeby.bandcamp.com.
Thank you.
And it's a phenomenal listen. You can download it at any price, and then you can have it with you on your phone. You can listen in your car, wherever you go. Nice have a little piece of Steve with you for the holiday season.
Love you guys.
And we love you. Have a great and blessed Merry Christmas. And I want a special thank you to everybody who has been and is currently subscribing to Stand Up on the Spot. We just hit 50,000 subscribers on there.
Nice.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. YouTube.com/@StandUpOTS. We release new episodes every other Monday. Thank you again. Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
And happy birthday, Jeremiah.
Happy birthday.
Love you guys.
Love
bye.
You guys.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and I just wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or whatever shit you like to celebrate, you know? Hopefully you get your dick sucked, or, you know, your vag munched on, and, you know, it's like a good day or whatever. If you like spending it with family, do that, and if you don't, then don't do that. I think the 2024 is going to be a pretty fun year, though. A lot of good stuff cooking. Speaking of things that are cooking, my crotch has been burning pretty bad since my last trip to Africa. But I don't want to get into that. I want to keep it positive. I got to go, though. I love you guys, and hope you are doing well. Happy holidays. Bye.
I wish it would have been smoother, 'cause when I went to go pee, I saw a goober. Please flush the toilet.
What are you doing, man?